and Shirley is filmed before a studio audience.
And now breakfast. One egg. Two pieces of bacon and a bowl of Frosted Flakes. Great. Hey, Cheryl, hurry up. I gotta drop you at the bus stop before I go to work. I don't want to be late.
Keep your shirt on. You'll make it to the brewery in plenty of time to whistle at the guys getting off of the night shift.
Hey, Cheryl, how come you only going to visit your brother for one night? I mean, you got some sick days. Come on, you take a couple, huh?
Because what happens when I get sick? What happens if someday I develop a fever of 102 and then have to go to work like that?
So you're sweating the beer. Everybody does.
All right, I'm coming. I'm just going to go to Minneapolis, stay the night, see my brother graduate from heavy equipment school, and come right back home.
Oh, boy, I love those guys who drive the big rigs, huh?
It's always been his dream. I hope he likes the present I got him for graduation. It wasn't easy finding a set of glasses with pictures of trucks from all around the world, you know.
And you didn't get us a set.
They were $3 a set. What do you think, we're made of money?
Hey, hurry up. I'm losing my whistling time, okay?
All right, just hold your horses. I want to get my coat. Boy, you think you had a rocket in your pants sometimes.
Will you hurry up? Gift shop at the bus
depot. Oh, Murray!
See that broad?
Yes.
She's crazy about me. I took her out the other night, you know, she couldn't keep her hands off me. She says to me, "Oh, Squiggy, your hair makes me sweat."
But it is the same with me these days. I'll tell you, I personally had biblical knowledge of every major female in this brewery.
Guys, there's a lot of action around here, huh?
Women are drawn to us like flies to Bosco, boss.
So, maybe you'll help your new foreman get acquainted with the local ladies, huh?
You bet.
And maybe our new foreman will give us that truck-driving route that goes past the woman's detention farm.
Yeah. Hi, Laverne.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Laverne. You shapely instrument of torture. How's about giving me a kiss? A wet kisser, but a hard worker.
Cute number, too. What's the book on her?
She's crazy about me.
Yeah, but I mean, is she, loose?
As a moose.
Let me spell it out for you. S-E... C-K-S.
You guys must, know her pretty well, huh?
Every inch of her.
Good. Give me a date with her.
Oh, I'd love to, boss, but I can't, you see, on account of she's my steady girl.
What?
Yeah, well, I didn't mean she was my steady girl. I left out a word. She's my friend's steady girl. She's Lenny's girl.
Oh, yeah.
We had to break up for the children, you know?
Look, you guys see this kennel?
Yeah, very nice.
That's your heads.
Oh, boy, visual aids.
Now, I'm your foreman. You want to work in a grease pit sucking oil of dirty valves?
No, thank you. No.
Okay, now, I like that girl. I want that girl, and I'm going to get something off that girl. And you guys are going to help me, right?
Right.
Now, leave.
Fine.
On your knees. That guy.
With dignity, Len.
Cramp, cramp.
What? Cramp. Well, Shirley ain't here, and you know I ain't allowed to touch a car.
please, please, please.
Okay, well, lie down. Okay, let's make this fast. Real fast. Where's the crib?
It's the little piggy that stayed home.
This little piggy went to Orchid. This one went wee-wee. This one.
Oh, that's the piggy. You got it. That's it. Good. Thanks. Now I got this pain in my back.
Oh, come on. Well, that's because you got a cat in your back. Get off of Boo-Boo Kitty. Boo-Boo Kitty! Oh, you did it!
No, it was an accident!
No, it's your fault. I don't want to. Charlie's going to kill us.
Look, we'll cure it, all right?
Yeah, I don't think there's any Boo-Boo veterinarians.
Well, look, don't get excited. I'll fix it. And if not, well, look, we'll explain to Cheryl what happened.
And a telegram from Costa Rica.
I sure hope Shirley don't find out about that. Well, if she does, I'll just tell her it was an accident, a mistake. Even God makes mistakes. Hello. Not now, boys. Please go away.
True love needs no invitation to bust in. And besides, we're here on behalf of your secret admirer.
Someone admires me.
Yeah, and the suspense is killing you, right? Well, we took the liberty, lucky you, of fixing up a date tonight for you and your beloved.
This beloved, he a friend of yours?
We're like brothers.
Don't forget it.
Ooh, wait a minute.
Oh, I remember the last date you fixed me up with. I went dancing with your Uncle Hines.
A very distinguished gentleman.
The guy was 95 years old.
He could still dip.
It's too late for Hines. He's dead.
Well, no wonder he never called. Oh, guys, everyone you fixed me up with has been a disaster, so no hard feelings, but no thank you.
You know what this means, don't you? We are going to have to find ourselves another date for that very special gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Terry Butterfuoco would like to go out with him.
An excellent choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, I think she'd be perfect.
Make a wonderful couple.
Yes.
Would you guys get your hands off of them clothes? And besides, Terry Butterfuoco does not go out with just anybody.
Oh, just anybody. Well, this guy just ain't just anybody. He happens to be some kind of a man.
What kind is he?
He's the man of the year.
Oh, how would you guys know someone like that? What man of the year?
He's the Milwaukee man of the year.
Oh, and you know him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we know a lot of famous people, Laverne. How about Mexican Louie, who could swallow his nose? Look, let's leave her with her light laundry, shall we? And get over to Terry's house before she gets into her evening Hail Mary.
All right, I think that's a very good idea. We'll leave now.
Let's hurry.
We'll hurry over to Terry's and let her meet the man of the year.
Wait a second. This man of the year.
What man of the year?
The Milwaukee man of the year.
Oh, you've heard about him. He's a terrific fellow.
Look, ordinarily, I'd say no, but, well, since I ain't got nothing, and well...
And you would look beautiful sitting next to him tonight at the awards banquet.
Taking me to a banquet.
What do you think? They're going to give me the award of the Dairy Queen?
Well, who could say no to the man of the year, huh?
Boy, we sure couldn't.
And Laverne would be wise not to neither.
Thank you,
Laverne. You'll have a wonderful time, I'm sure.
Imagine me, the man of the year's date. Guess that makes me the date of the year. Not dressed like this, it don't. Dry. Good evening. It is both a privilege and an honor to be your... You're the man of the year?
I've been called that. I'm Biff Parker. How you doing?
Well, don't you have to get dressed for the banquet? I mean, where's your tuxedo? Out in the car or something?
What banquet?
You don't know nothing about the award?
I don't know nothing about nothing. If you play your cards right, at the end of the evening, I'll give you a nice big trophy.
Exactly! Every time! Lenny and Squiggy. I'd like to kill them. Do you know what they told me?
You tell me.
They told me that we were going to the Man of the Year Awards banquet, so me, like a jerk, goes out and rents this beautiful gown for tonight.
Well, tell you what. Now, why don't you take that dress off, and I'll return it and get you your money back.
You do that?
Sure.
Oh, that's real sweet of you. But since I am all gussied up, What do you say we go out and paint the town, huh?
Let's paint the room.
Door stop and stop for this building.
I said take the dress off here.
Get out of here. Are you crazy or something? Come on.
Maybe you don't understand. Somebody's going to take a dress off in this room. And I ain't wearing one.
Boy, it's awfully stuffy in here, don't you think? Or is it just my imagination? Help!
Hey, what do you need help for?
Just what did Lenny and Squeaky tell you about me?
Only good things.
Yeah, but did they tell you the bad things?
What bad things?
Fits. I have terrible fits.
Fits? What kind of fits?
Fits from rabies. When I was a little girl, I was bitten by a mad dog. And they had to keep me on a leash till I was 8 years old. And sometimes it comes back.
Stay right here is fine.
I'm all cured.
You're all cured? Okay, then let's continue, okay?
Oh, would you look at that beautiful body? I can't stand it. Look, I got a little messy from my fit, so why don't I just go inside and freshen up, and then I'll come out naked, and we'll watch Sea Hunt.
Sea Hunt naked. Lenny and Squiggy are going to get a promotion for this one.
My zip is stuck.
Well, let me help.
No, got it. Got it.
Well, I think I can fall in love with this girl.
That's Laverne. I just got... Oh, am I interrupting something?
Well, not yet, but any minute.
Oh, well, I just dropped by to return the cat. I just had it fixed.
Yeah, well, there's too many cats in the world. Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Laverne's date. She's in the bedroom getting naked.
Congratulations!
All right! Stay right there! I'm just getting dressed!
Oh, it's okay, Laverne. I can see you. You have a little private party here of your own.
No!
I'm leaving.
No!
Be gentle.
Please, somebody help me!
Beer. Mother's milk.
Wonder how Laverne is getting along with old Beth.
She's probably having the time of her life. She's out with a man of the year, ain't she?
That was a lie, remember?
It was a great lie. Oh, come on, Lenny. What are you worried about? We did the only thing we could do. We had no choice. It was survival of the finest.
We're cowards!
Stop that! What are you stuck together? I don't ever want to hear you say that again. We ain't afraid of nothing. Not man, not beast, not dead or night.
What are you talking about? We sleep with the light on.
The light in the bathroom don't count.
We sleep in the bathroom.
All right, twice a week.
Okay, fellas, closing time. No more beer. All right, let's go. Listen, if by any chance you're losing the top of the salt shakers, I'm going to kick your patooties, right?
Mr. Fabio, we'd like a little advice, okay?
You want advice? I'll give you advice. Go home and stay there.
Yep. Yeah,
But look, we got kind of a hypothetical situation to tell you about. Let's say these two guys, Steve and Bob.
Who's Steve and Bob?
The guys who set the girl up.
Steve and Bob. Yes, very lovely boy.
Yeah, well, anyway. Steve and Bob set this kind of nice girl up with this sort of rough customer, and he might just have his way with her.
Yeah, and if they do anything to stop him, he would break their cantaloupes.
Yeah.
So what we was wondering is, that don't make, what's
the name?
Steve and Bob. That don't make Steve and Bob cowards, does it?
They sound like cowards to me.
Who asked you? I mean, what is your opinion, Mrs. Babish?
They sound like wormy little fraidy cats.
Now watch it, they might hear you.
They ask me the question, I'll answer it, okay?
Man to man.
To man.
I think it's the girl's problem. You understand that?
With you, it's always the girl's problem. What if the girl was Laverne?
Hey, that's different. Then I take Steve and Bob out the street, and I pull their hair right out of their arms. And then I take their legs, and I go, whoop!
What are we going to do? Are we going to sit around here and get beat up like a couple of mops? Or are we going to go down there and get beat up like men?
All right, maybe you're right, Lenny. A man's got to do what a man's got to do.
I've waited long enough. If you're not out of there by the time I count to three, I'm coming in. One.
Hold on, I'll be right there.
Two.
Close your eyes, I have a surprise for you.
Two and a half.
Three!
Whoa. I'm hurt!
Well, it's your own fault! No jerk's gonna make me do something I don't wanna do! Laverne DeFazio picks her own jerks.
Yeah, but I'm not kidding. I'm really hurt.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm glad you're hurt. How bad?
I think I'm going to black out.
Oh, come on. You can't be hurt that bad. What do you think I am, some dumb bimbo? Well, answer me. There? There? Mr. Parker? Jimmy, I killed him. Ah! I have a headache!
Oh, they're doing just fine. Let's get back to the beach.
Get him!
All right, I'm done with
him! Wait a minute! Whoa! Wait,
I'm so glad to see you!
Wait a minute! This looks like a job for us! Wait a minute!
I had a very nice evening.
Man,
Cowboy, that's one bozo who ain't gonna stick his nose in our beeswax no more.
That's the reason he won't. No need to thank us, Laverne.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You were the ones who fixed me up with that guy. He was the worst. Do you have any idea what he wanted to do to me?
Yeah. We had an idea, you know. We thought he might try.
You knew?
Wow.
That's the kind of friends you are? You leave me alone with a guy you know who's going to hurt me?
Listen, I'm Laverne. See, we didn't want to, but he said he'd have us fired off the jobs.
Well, I think a friend is more important than a job. Especially our jobs. They're not that great.
Yeah, but it ain't just that. I mean, you've never seen what this man does to fruit.
It's not like we wanted to or anything, Laverne, you know?
And we did save you, also.
Yeah, well, you did do that.
We're sorry, Laverne.
Forgive us.
Just a little.
Just a little baby bit of
forgiveness.
I mean, you could spit out your forgiveness. That's all we need. Just a
okay, yeah, I forgive you.
I don't believe it.
No, I don't either.
No, I mean it.
Something missing. No,
that's not right. I mean, like, usually when we come down here, we have a very nice conversation with you, and then you give us a big send-off.
Yeah, well, see, we know that you like us by the way you throw us out.
Uh-huh.
Okay, get out.
You can do better than that.
Get out!
I can't hear you, Laverne.
Get out!
One more for the road, huh?
Get out of here!
Oh, music to my ears!
Laverne, I'm home.
Oh, hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
How was your brother's graduation from heavy equipment school, huh?
Laverne, it was stirring. The graduates drove bulldozers across the stage to accept their diploma.
The only thing we ever got to do is throw our hats in the air.
I know.
Well, take a load off.
What about you? What did you do while I was gone?
Nothing. It was dull.
Aw, come on. No parties, no big bashes, no hot dates.
Well, there was a little bashing, but you don't want to hear about it.
Well, hello, Boo Boo Kitty. I missed you while I was away. How have you been? How have you been, huh? What's wrong with this cat? He won't sit up straight.
Oh, that's funny. He was just full of life the whole time you were gone.
Wu Feng Li, Chinese tailor. Laverne, what did Wu Feng Li do to Boo Boo Kitty? Explain this. What did Wu Feng Li do?